These shining moments in Badger history are brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic reminds you to don't just live, shine.
Going back to that game against the Gophers, March 8th, 1997. They were ranked number two in the country, and you guys had a lot to play for at that point in time. Do you remember how that one came down?
I do. It was a pretty big game on several levels, the most important aspect being that we were still considered on the bubble for the tournament. And the way Coach Bennett had explained it to us two games prior, I think our last games were on the road at Indiana, on the road at Michigan State, and then at home against Minnesota. And Dick was a very passionate coach himself and a great motivator. Not that we actually needed to be motivated, but he gave us a spot-on rendition of Casey at bat right before the game at Indiana. And I remember we played really well that game, but we lost. And he came in the locker room afterwards, and he gave us the strike one. And then before the Michigan State game, or after the Michigan State game, he gave us the strike two. So we knew what was on the line. We knew, you know, that we had to win that game. And it was also my senior night. And it was also, I believe, the last Big Ten game to be played at the Fieldhouse. So some of those things, you know, weren't really on our radar, but you were kind of aware of them, you know, in the periphery. But it was a huge game.
So you go out and as a team in the first half. Now they certainly reciprocated with poor shooting as well. But the Badgers shot 27% in the first half. And knowing, you know, what was on the line, were you frustrated, or you know, because the game was still close, it didn't. You're just in battle mode at that point.
I believe, I'm not sure, but I think we were down by like 6 or 7 at halftime. I remember coming in and being frustrated, and it was a culmination of a frustration that had been quietly building all season long, in that we had not played to our potential. We had fought hard in a lot of games, and we'd shown moments of brilliance, I think, with our defense. But we had struggled with our offense all year long, and I remember coming down in the locker room and getting the guys together before the coaches came in, and just looking everybody in the eye and say, you know, we're better than this. We're going to go out there and we're going to do this. And everybody was very, we had sharpened our knives that week so well. I mean, the week of practice was extremely intense. I remember we had a couple fights on our squad, but it was just because we were so keyed up for this thing. And everybody looked back at me, and I felt very confident that we were going to go out there and take care of business.
And you obviously did. 11,500, you know, sold out field house. What was the atmosphere like?
I mean, it's something that you kind of gotten used to at that point, but since leaving Wisconsin and, you know, playing elsewhere in other environments, it really hasn't been matched. And the way the place erupted after the game was a kind of a sound and a feeling that you'll never forget. I don't think any of us would ever forget. And it's really, for me, it's the only, my friend Dave Bergkemper, who was on the team, has a photograph of that blown up in his house, and I'd like to have that one as well. You know, I don't have any kind of real memorabilia, but the scene floor with the scoreboard, and then all of us surrounded by all of our fans, a sea of red. It's a very near and dear moment for me.
Second trip to the NCAA tournament since 1947. What did that mean to you?
Well, I think, you know, in retrospect, you know, we just wanted to get our foot in the door. We we weren't really concerned about that. But in retrospect, I think we were really, we wanted to build a foundation, and Coach Bennett wanted to establish a foundation and a work ethic with Wisconsin basketball that I am proud that is still there, and teams and the coaches and the program has built upon from there. We really haven't looked back. And I know a lot of us are really proud of that because it was an establishment of a work ethic that in a ignoring the past, like you said, you know, there hadn't been a great basketball history at Wisconsin, and to ignore that preconceived notion that Wisconsin's not a basketball powerhouse and that, you know, just have a decent year and this and that, we gave credence to that.
You could feel it turning too, couldn't you? I mean, I remember I was I was a couple of years out of high school myself and was a big Badger fan, and just as a fan, you could start to feel the program turning for the good.
Yeah, and I really think, you know, Bennett was the point man in that when you been playing on several different basketball teams and the different dynamics, playing for different coaches and being around different players, looking back, when a coach cares as much as he does, and you get the players to buy into it, which he did, you don't be perfect by any stretch. You know, all of us had individual faults and areas of our game that were not complete by any stretch. But when you got everybody to buy into it, and we played defense the way Dick wanted us to and that we wanted to, we weren't doing it for him. It came from actually within. You know, he showed us where to go, and we went there. You know? But it really, we were playing tough defense because we wanted to. It proved to be a very hard for any of our opponents to handle, you know. And I think that is the basis for the program, that defense. It only got better from there.
You went on to lose to Texas in the first round of the tournament. You think that was a game you could have won?
I do. I think it's a game we could have won. We had an unfortunate situation with Ty Calderwood missing a team dinner. And, you know, to our team's credit, we tried to call and we knocked on the door. And nobody really knows what the story was. Maybe he was just an extremely deep sleeper. But Dick felt it necessary to be unwavering in the principles and in the team rules. And didn't start him, and we got behind right from the get-go. You know, I think Tom Penders was coaching as soon as he saw that we weren't starting our point guard, and they had probably done some decent scouting on us. We really didn't have great ball handlers. They pressed us from the tip and jumped out to a lead. And then I remember Reggie Freeman, you know, being a very good player in long, and we really didn't have anybody that could guard him. It seemed to me like the easiest 30 points someone had ever scored, because he just rose up over some of our guys. But I really feel like we could have won that game if we had put, you know, had our starting five out there. But it's unfortunate. Nobody was happy about that. I'm still not happy about that.
These shining moments in Badger history have been brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine.